Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Evan Brown, our Fox News correspondent from Miami. And Evan, I took note that the stores around Central Virginia have been packed over the weekend, not people necessarily buying groceries, but buying guns and ammunition. Is that a trend that we're seeing all across the country?
Oh, we certainly are. In fact, for the month of March, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System reported essentially about a million more background checks performed at points of purchases for firearms, a million more than in February. So that's a significant bump. We normally don't see huge bumps like that unless it's Christmas time or something, but you know, people are doing their holiday shopping, and even then, it's not always that much of a bump. So those are the best indicators that we have about gun purchases, because gun purchases themselves are not recorded. But not everyone who gets a NICS check is necessarily able to buy the gun, because there are some who don't pass the NICS check for one reason or another, and that prevents the transfer of the firearm. So. It's certainly something we've been seeing a lot of, and it's something that gun rights activists are saying proves that people are interested in protecting themselves in times of trouble. It also is something that gun control activists have said is an excuse for the gun lobby to try to whip up fear in order to make money for the industry.
Do we know anecdotally whether the sales are new gun owners, potential gun owners?
It's hard to really tell. I mean, that information isn't recorded, but we can make the assumption that there are new gun owners, because anyone who is already already owns firearms in a situation like this probably isn't looking to buy more firearms. They are looking to buy ammunition. But not necessarily to stock up on firearms,
right,
per se. But it is something that people who may have been on the fence for a while on buying a firearm, saying, yeah, I'll do it. Now they're deciding now is the right time. And that's something that seems to be feasible. But, of course, it's just anecdotal evidence.
I remember a few times when President Obama was in office, there were rumors that went, I think, pretty quickly over the Internet about certain government actions that caused ammo to sell out for periods of time in a lot of stores. Are we reaching that point now?
Well, there is concern that that the availability of it might dwindle, and there are some states that have tried putting in restrictions on whether or not firearms retailers can operate in these emergency conditions. That's why there's been a guidance issued by the Department of Homeland Security saying that firearms retailers are essential businesses and should be allowed to stay open. Now, ultimately, it's up to state and local governments to make those determinations. California has been, certain parts of California have put in very tight restrictions on whether or not gun stores can be open. Whereas in New Jersey, the governor reversed his decision to keep them closed. He's now saying they can be open, but sales must be by appointment only. There's no, you can't just have people off the street coming in and having crowded people inside stores. But for a lot of people, a lot of states, there's been absolutely no restrictions on it whatsoever.
Since you're in Miami, let me change subjects for a second. I know a lot of people were paying attention to the cruise industry and the cruise ships that over the course of the last several weeks have erupted, different levels of infection on the cruise ships. Anything we should pay attention to right now? I'm assuming that that's still a problem for some of the ships that are out there.
Yeah, well, there's two ships that are right now trying to make port in Fort Lauderdale. One of them is the Sandam from Holland America, which is carrying confirmed cases of COVID-19 as well as four dead. They have been rejected from many ports in many different South American countries. They have tried to come here, hoping that they will be allowed to dock. There's supposedly been a tentative agreement between officials in Broward County, Florida, which is the Fort Lauderdale area that operates the port, and the owners of Holland America, which is Carnival, an agreement basically that anyone who docks will, if they are Floridians, they will be allowed to go home for quarantine. If they are not from here, they need to be transported immediately. No one is allowed to be dumped into the area hospital system, and that had been the concern of officials, including the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, is saying that Holland America essentially would be dumping thousands of people who might be sick or confirmed to be sick or at least exposed to it into a self-quarantine order, which may or may not be adhered to, and they might be out and about in the community making things worse for the existing problems in South Florida with COVID-19. So there had been a lot of consternation about this. Apparently some deal has been reached. It's been finalized or it's being finalized, but those the Sandam and a sister ship, the Rotterdam, which rendezvoused with Sandam last week and took on the apparently healthy passengers, both of those ships are trying to come to Fort Lauderdale, and they're both off the coast right now, still in international waters.
Yeah, when you get a ship with a couple of thousand people on it, I mean, that's a capacity issue on the best day, and this sure isn't the best day. Evan Brown, our Fox News correspondent, live for us this morning from Miami. I appreciate the chance to talk to you, Evan. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.